regarding system development. The IVNV consultant
showing concerns about functionality of particular system components.
And some of these concerns seem to be addressed during the June and July timeframe of 2013, but then the concerns resurfaced again 2 months before the live date. Some of those concerns included the lack of a change control board to formally approve software changes that were being made, and the lack of any end-to-end system testing. System security and interoperability with other systems such as DHR and DHMH systems were concerns during the entire seven-month process before the go-live date. My comments now will be directed towards project governance and decision-making. The documents that we received did not provide any clear indication of the oversight and the governance structure that may exist to oversee and to steer the development process. Generally, we were unable to determine who the key decision-makers were and what decisions were attributable to them. Now, with respect to the IVNV reports, you know, the consultants' reports contain the issues, the risks, but they also indicate recommended actions. We could not determine who received those reports, who addressed the risk and the issues, and who provided the response for the state as to how they were going to address the recommendations. In contract procurement areas, the documents show that competitive bidding processes were instituted for the contract that was awarded to Noridian, as well as the contracts to operate the call center, as well as to provide customer assistance services. But because the documents were heavily redacted, as well as a lack of documentation, we were unable to evaluate the propriety of those awards, including the basis for selecting the successful vendors. Well, that's a quick overview of what we found. We can respond to questions now or provide details on whatever areas of concern to the committee.
Begin.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. In your summary on the third page, you make the statement, we are unable to determine the proprietary of the awards as comes back to procurement. When we had our first meeting, we were told that this was all operational, and the secretary indicated 90% operational, but maybe a tiny bit of procurement. Well, now it looks like a lot of the documents you couldn't get were dealing with the contracts, we're dealing with the solicitation and all that, and you know now we can't determine the propriety of the awards. Then later on, when you get into the documents, let me take you to the page. On page 8, you couldn't determine the propriety of the contract award for the service center. And at the bottom of page 7, you talk about reviewing the reports. The one contractor, you had some comments about the documents you did have listed some of the subs they were going to work with. But then this is where you point out that they brought in a subcontractor that never was listed in those documents, so that part was not redacted. Fair enough?
Correct. The listing of subcontractors was apparent in the RFP that we received from Noridian.
Did you get any of the information from I gather there were three others that did not obviously get awarded the contract. Was the subcontractor awarded on this in any of those other subcontracting listings? Do you know?
I do not know that.
Was there a cross-pollination between any of the subs?
I don't think we know that answer, sir.
Okay. So you would have had a lot more information if you'd been able to get some documents that had not been heavily redacted, right?
Sure, that would have gave us more information than we have now. That's
Did you
sure.
see anything that might have raised questions as to the legality of how all this stuff affects procurement laws, or is that not in your dominion?
I mean, first of all, the procurement law doesn't apply to the exchange. They set up their own policies and procurement practices. We don't know what they are. So we didn't have the criteria to judge whether or not any of this happened in connection with those policies and procedures, whether they comply with them or not.
So you weren't in a position to make a judgment call. You were just basically saying, this is what's in the documents, this is what we found. One of the things we found is they listed subcontractors that we might be using, and the subcontractor they actually used was never in the procurement documents for whom they were going to list. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Page 9, you made the statement, there's no one person functioning as the overall program manager for the effort. In other words, there was no one at the helm of the ship.
Until March 2013.
Okay. So that was listed on February 26th of 2013, at least in the report that they listed for that. But I thought that you also made some references in the September 30th report. There was some supposed to be some team impact, but there were never any minutes kept, no agendas kept, none of that documentation to verify any of that.
There are no agenda minutes provided to us. Whether or not they were kept, I can't tell you that. You know, our role was just to look at the documents we received.
Fair enough, and believe me, my questions are not going to the thoroughness of your job. You were given a job to do in a matter of 60 days, and I want to applaud your staff for it because you certainly had an awful lot to work through. And when I read through the volume of the documents that you got, thousands and thousands of pages, I mean, it's staggering. So I think on behalf of all of us, we want to acknowledge the work that you did.
Well, thank you.
Then, and this is just a count at the very end. You have a chart at the very end of this thing, nice colored chart, and there's a column in there, risk impact. I went through just to categorize high, medium, and low, or you guys have done that. When we do the final tally, 22% of the items, of the 157 items, were a low or medium risk. Everything else was high risk to the success of this. Is that a fair assessment of it?
Yeah, I didn't count up all that, but that sounds about right.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Turn to Delegate Pena Monick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon. I want to just follow up on one of the questions that was asked. I want to ask, is it normal to encounter redacted documents?
Not during the course of our audits, but it's my understanding, and perhaps the Secretary could explain this a little bit more, but before the documents were released to the public, they went through the Office of Attorney General, and I guess the redactions were based on the Office of Attorney General's review of that information.
Okay. And that will be based maybe because it's executive privilege or some type of privilege?
Well, information that they deem not appropriate for public release, whatever the reason might be.
And
proprietary information of vendors, for example, is a reason why.
Okay, and that's normal to do in some cases?
Well, from a public information side, yes. From an audit side, we see all documents.
Okay. So they would have a copy that is not redacted, correct?
I would assume so, yes.
And that could be provided to you?
Yes.
Did you request an unredacted copy?
No, because our charge was to just look at the documents that were being supplied to the public.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You know, it might be helpful to go back and restate what the charge of the legislative auditors were. You know, when the very done audits and all the information was presented to the committees, we felt it was boxes of material. We wanted somebody to look at it. So the charge for the legislative auditors was to take all that information that we'd gotten and any other information that may have been released to the public and review it and analyze and come back to us with what they saw as far as management, those types of things. So they didn't go into this thing where they could go in and ask questions. We didn't want them to do that because we were trying to get enrollment done as well as get the system fixed. So their charge was to look at the information that was already outside.